The blast is fitted.
Da.
We must get some distance between ourselves and the explosion.
Did that do it?
I hope so.
What was that? Ah! Ah! Come on! Come on!
Misfits Audio presents Torchwood 1901.
I'm sorry. We cannot allow a lady into the Llanfairpwll mine. It is too dangerous. Your companion, miss, may of course inspect the scene.
Dilach and Vor, but I must have her with me.
Several miners have been killed rather dreadfully, and I understand the need for an official investigation. But because of that, I especially would not have such a lovely and innocent lady of breeding witness such a gruesome scene. Why, the men were ripped limb from limb. She might faint.
It is imperative.
Our mine has a strict policy. It cannot be broken for any reason.
I don't think you understand. We aren't quite the police.
Then who are you?
We're Torchwood.
So I thought after this, we could walk to that pub in Hull.
That certainly narrows things.
The White Horse, Mr. Williams.
Miss Huellen, half the pubs in Britain are named the White Horse.
But this isn't Britain, it's Cymru.
I'm still not used to that. Everything was so much more organised back in London.
Indeed. However, we haven't the politics in Cardiff.
Did you know the new king is trying to close Torchwood entirely?
But his mother founded it. He wouldn't dare.
It seems he's doing away with most of her traditions, even mourning practices.
No argument with that. It's all very well for the men walking about with an armband. But we used to be first to wear weeds for months, and not even be able to receive calls from friends.
It's over now. This is a new era, Miss Huellen.
Stop! A Talava!
Yes, I know you're against women's suffrage and all that, but in my opinion... I'm picking something up. Recent rift activity.
Must you carry that thing about? When is the last time a creature wasn't impervious to bullets?
There is always a first.
I don't suppose it's sentient. Is the translator in order?
I have the device here.
Agrochima! Unithuat!
Don't just stand there. Activate it!
I have come to kill you all!
Oh, that's original. The bullets aren't penetrating its hide.
As I predicted.
Yes, you're very clever. Now, what do we do before we become the rock monster's tea?
Seems closer to supper time to me.
Really?
Or perhaps some sherry. Do you have any on you?
No, but I'm thinking perhaps we should run now?
What cooler was that creature?
White-ish?
Calcite or quartz?
I just looked back and it's scraping off against the tunnel walls. It must be calcite-based. If it were some sort of quartz, it would be cutting into the other rocks. Of course, seeing as it might be an alien, it could be a rock we've had no contact with before at all.
Fantastic!
What's in your bag?
Acid!
You carry acid with you?
Stop running!
Have you gone mental?
Closer... Closer...
Oscar Loch and Da, may I transfer back to London now?
Ha ha ha!
Good evening, Miss Luehan, Mr. Williams.
Good evening, Miss Morgan.
I see neither of you was killed.
Good to know someone cares.
I do so dislike filling out the paperwork if you die.
Lion calling dragon. Lion calling dragon. Come in, dragon.
Finally, the radio's been invented. How long did it take you people?
Who's that?
Never you mind.
She's playing hard to get. Aww.
Enough! Dragon to Lion, we receive you.
Our team in the United States detected some unusual activity in the New York area.
What has that to do with us?
All Torchwood units are now on alert as of 10 minutes ago, our time.
15, counting the captain, wasting our time talking.
Silence!
President McKinley has been shot near the location of the reported extraterrestrial incidents. There may be no connection, however, I thought you ought to be informed. Lion out.
That's two world leaders dying only this year.
The Queen was of natural causes.
And McKinley, no doubt, by a quite non-alien political opponent.
Who's for pizza?
What is that?
Oh, yeah, I forget sometimes.
Forget what?
Miss Morgan, shall we go? I hear there's a lovely cafe only just round the corner.
I really should work on...
Can wait.
Oh, you do spoil me so.
That's the spirit. May I offer my arm?
I know of a pub in the opposite direction.
Lovely. We have rift activity.
Another weevil, no doubt. Which way?
Left, down this alley. I do wish we could bring him back for study.
We did, and there was nothing in particular to learn. They're the rats of the universe, only much more dangerous.
What if they're sentient?
They cannot be. No more than leopards or adders.
Over there!
I see it. Go right, we'll cut off his escape route. Williams, look out!
I have it.
We'll bring the corpse back to Torchwood. Dispose of it later.
And that's when, I'll finish later, the children are back.
Ha ha. Plantagen.
What is that smell?
Lilir de Frenoy. Beautiful. I do love lilies.
I thought Miss Morgan's office could use some color.
I'll be in my lab.
Wait!
Rift activity.
Mr. Williams? Miss Griffin?
We only just returned. Have Jack go.
Captain Jack and I have things to discuss. Now out.
Your ticket, madam? Sir?
We're Torchwood.
Oh, I quite understand. Please, come in.
I haven't been inside an opera house for years.
I have season tickets.
Really?
Of course. Work prevents any actual attendance.
Pity. The readings are stronger near the staircase.
That's to the lower level cafe.
I could fancy a salmon sandwich right about now.
Stop gazing at the woman in the crimson gown, and concentrate on the reef monitoring.
Twist! Ah, this door.
Another staircase.
You sound disappointed.
You lead the way.
That's odd, I must say.
I don't see anything out of the ordinary. Slightly peeling plaster, a new staircase to the basement.
Try to open that door.
Ah! It gives off an electrical charge. Who knows?
Not to mention it glowed weird there when you touched it.
Some sort of tarion barrier?
If I can disrupt the field.
Surely it cannot be so easy to disable the protection.
Look around, Miss Llewellyn. Our planet is rather primitive. They would not expect us to have such sophisticated equipment.
Or such clever beings.
Is that a compliment?
Perhaps.
That should do it.
It appears to be some sort of laboratory.
Something isn't right. Half the equipment is still in its... I suppose one could call them crates.
The question is, were they packing or unpacking?
I believe you refer to it as packing.
Williams!
I'm fine, just right under this table.
You are more advanced than others of your race.
We aim to please.
Join us, and we shall give you high places in the new government of this planet.
Who or what are you?
Yes, the blue skin and many eyes are different than what you are used to. In 1 year, this planet shall be ours. You have potential. I can make use of you.
We have defenses. You shan't catch us unawares.
Your petty devices are no match for us. And your government shall be in such chaos it will be simplicity itself.
You underestimate our cool... our king.
Really, my dear? You point out the very nature of our plan. You are confused, uneasy, and uncertain about your new ruler. And now the American nation of your planet is in shambles as well.
That assassination attempt was by anarchists, not blue-skinned aliens.
And what are we but anarchy?
You may have arranged those deaths, but it shall end there.
I think not. But you do not seem inclined to serve me. Perhaps you are not as clever as I first considered you to be.
I'm out of bullets.
As am I. What are you doing? You can't charge right at it.
I shall toss you like the feather you are.
Miss Llewellyn!
And now for you, human!
What's happening to it?
Oh, Mr. Williams?
I'm here.
That creature?
Dead.
How?
I'm not sure. Bring it round to Torchwood for further analysis.
I shall stay here. See what I can find out.
What if another comes?
I have its ray gun. That should hold any others off.
do we have here, Mr. Williams?
The outer shell of the creature is quite hard, which is why our bullets merely glanced off it. Its head and multiple eyes are normally protected by a sort of barrier similar to the one I encountered on the door to their lab.
But what killed it? You said Miss Cloheffen struck the creature.
Yes, but her effort should have done little more than amuse the alien. Instead, it was fatal. I believe the reason is this.
Pollen?
Indeed. When I analyzed the creature, I discovered it reacted rather strongly to several distinct characteristics of the pollen. In specific, lily pollen.
She had stroked the flowers in my office.
Thus leaving a residue on her hands, which was passed on when she made physical contact with the creature.
Are you saying these aliens merely need to touch the pollen of a lily to fall dead?
It sounds quite nonsensical, but yes. One of the problems of attempting to mingle with an alien environment. No doubt we would have similar weaknesses on other planets which would baffle their inhabitants.
Dragon Collar Cloefin. Dragon Collar Cloefin.
I'm here, Miss Morgan.
Report.
The translator is having difficulty with the language. I can barely decipher even the most basic functions of their inventions. I did uncover one moving painting that appeared to be a map of our planet, with small dots on it.
Anything unusual?
The dots are all magenta, save for two which are a cyan color. Wait. Another just went cyan in Africa.
Those original two, they weren't by any chance in the United States and Britain.
Yes, but how did you...
It must be a map of the world leaders they have.
Assassinated.
I'll see if I can bring up the location the aliens searched for. Oh dear. I found the dates. President Emile Loubet of France to be eliminated 7th of September, 1901.
That's tomorrow.
You must wire France straight away.
And tell them what?
I have another idea. Morwen.
Miss Cloheffen?
Miss Cloheffen, were you able to uncover the location of the alien who is to carry out the French angle?
Yes. I have the coordinates. Translating into streets. That places them in the theater outside Brest. This brings up... I have it. Their HQ is in the basement, same as this.
How does that clarify what we were wiring to Paris?
We aren't wiring Paris. We're wiring Brest. I do love that city.
Monsieur, what a lot of flowers you have there. It is enough to fill an entire dressing room. That is odd. For the basement stairway. But who am I to question an artist or a lover? There we are, a pool of lilies. Ah, the fragrance. I do hope no one attempts to reach the basement for some days, however. They could not enter the stairway without being encompassed by the blooms.
It is time.
Adjusting holographic projection to mimic humans of this planet.
Very good. Proceed with your mission.
What is this? What is so much plant life doing with it?
Thank you.
We've received reports all over the world from the London teams. The alien threat has been neutralized.
With Lilies?
Still seems a bit daft, doesn't it?
Great Britain is safe. We have a dozen highly complex technological...
Yeah, about that.
But there are hundreds of alien labs all over the world. Surely we salvaged some of their inventions.
We did. But it all went to...
Torchwood London.
Don't look so downhearted. We have Captain Jack.
Indeed we do, ladies. And Miss Morgan.
Ah.
Rift activity has been detected.
And here we go again.
Torchwood 1901. Featuring the voice talents of Andrew Edwards as Richard Williams, Alexa Chipman as Morwen Llewellyn, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Miss Morgan, Lucas Keppel as Captain Jack Harkness, Jules Ishmael as Slate Worker 1, Stevie K. Barnaby as Slate Worker 2, Bruce Busby as the Mine Owner, April Sadowski as the Rock Creature, Fiona Thrale as the Ushers, Stevie K. Barnaby as Krorian 1, Captain John Tarzak as Krorian 2, David McIver as Krorian 3, and David Ault as Torchwood London. Written, cast, and directed by Alexa Chipman. Produced and engineered by Stevie K. Barnaby. Made for entertainment purposes only. No copyright infringement was intended. All characters, music, and situations therein are property of the BBC and respective copyright owners. Additional music by Satori, Kevin MacLeod, American Baroque, and Philharmonic Baroque. Part of MisfitsAudio.com.